Good morning once again, and welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. I'm Craig Montana, as always, bringing folks around the area, around the community, to talk about what's happening around Brenham in Washington County, and, you know, events we need to take part in for everyone to enjoy and learn about. And today we're going to dip into, we spend at least once a month talking with these folks. Today going to be our good friend from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, Shay Janner, today. And good morning to you, Shay.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And so how are you doing?
We're doing well, moving right along, trying to keep everything going here. And everyone's back at the office, and we're, you know, staying in our offices, but getting our work done for our members.
Okay, so you guys are kind of back into full swing in the office there at the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, as much as we can be at this time, but we're all here, the gang's all here, and we're working hard.
Yeah, working hard. I know we were talking about you guys been doing some webinars here lately, just information for the people, and you've got one actually still coming up yet today, don't you?
Yeah, we have one today at 10 a.m. The title of it is Mental Health and Coping with COVID-19. Our presenter will be Maren Eberhardt. She's a clinical social worker with Baylor Scott & White Health. So we're excited to hear from her. I've posted the link to that webinar on our Facebook page as an event if anybody's wanting to watch that live. If not, if you're not able to watch it today at 10 live, or you can ask questions, we actually have a YouTube channel now, and we have all our past webinars published on our YouTube channel, and that's Washington County Chamber, Texas. And look for that. If you want me to send you a link to any of those, I'd be happy to. Some of those topics for the Joint Information Center with Kevin Duramus. We also had someone from the Small Business Administration talk about the loans and things. We also had a CARES Act information from Amanda Stoltz from Saddle Schrader. And then just last week, we had a really good one on financial health, and the presenter was Bryce Milliron of Edward Jones, and that was a great, great webinar as well. And today, like I said, we have one starting at 10, and the link is on our Facebook page, or shoot me an email, and I'll send it over if anybody's interested.
And does it cost anything, or do you have to be a certain, you know, a member of the chamber to see these webinars?
No, we're opening it up free to everybody. We let our, you know, members have the opportunity to sponsor some of these, and we have a sponsor on today's webinar, which is the NAMI of Brazos Valley, and it's free for now, and we're just excited to share hopefully helpful information to those who need it right now.
All right, and of course, so you guys are going to continue just doing these kind of webinars for the near future?
Yeah, we'll have a variety of different topics, working on, you know, the next one. Sometimes it's just a week-to-week basis. I wish I could plan them out, you know, a list ahead of time, and I'll make that my goal. But right now, we're working on next week's, and hopefully we'll have that information up. Thursday is usually when I make my announcements of the following week's webinar.
And I say, maybe some of the chamber members out there, maybe if they have something they want to learn about, can they give you some suggestions about some of the things they want to hear?
I would gladly take suggestions if they want to be a presenter, and they, you know, give me a topic, and we'll discuss it and present it to our, you know, our board or our chamber president, and see if that's something we want to do. But I'm open to ideas and suggestions for topics for our members and for the community.
And have you seen a lot of folks kind of taking part in this and enjoying these webinars?
Yes, I have. I noticed each webinar we have this a handful or more of people, and they're a different variety, because I was only giving out the link to those who would request it from me. And so it was interesting to see how many different people every week participated. It wasn't the same people. It's just been a huge variety, so you can tell what topics are certain people are most interested in. And, you know, some of the members that don't get to come to some of our networking events, this is a way for them to participate. Some of these members I haven't met face-to-face. I've only communicated with online, but it was good to see, in quotes, them participate in one of our benefits to being a chamber member.
There you go. Maybe something you guys might keep in the back pocket for later. Like, hey, you know, this worked out. Maybe we'll keep doing this thing.
Yeah,
like this.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it, and I think it's a good way to share what we do on a more widespread basis.
There you go. Not everybody can get out of the office and get these things, you know, go to some of these things. Like you just have these, the lunch and learn series, stuff like that. Sometimes it's hard to get out of the office.
Yeah, I'll be excited when we can have those back safely. But I think webinars are a great addition to what we do here.
There you go. Now, we were talking about getting back to things that you guys are going to start doing. Ribbon cuttings again, but it's going to be a little bit different how you guys are doing those.
A little bit different. We're going to invite everybody to watch them on Facebook, and of course it'll be another channel or another thing to put on our YouTube channel as well. But businesses who are celebrating an anniversary or our new members, we've gotten several new members in the past couple of weeks, they can still do a ribbon cutting. We won't be inviting, you know, the masses to come that day, but we'll Facebook Live. We'll give that member owner a chance to talk on, you know, to the camera, let us know what they have going on, what event we're celebrating that day, and then I'll share that, of course, on Facebook and then post it on our YouTube channel, and it's out there forever.
There you go. And, of course, you know, the pictures and everything else that goes along with that, that is also happening.
Yep.
Just won't have the big crowd there.
Right, and they'll still get their picture in the newspaper. It'll still be in our newsletter, on our social media. And so we invite our members who are celebrating milestone anniversaries, new services that they are offering, or, like I said, our new members who have just joined want to still get the word out as soon as they can, then we are happy to come there and video their ribbon cutting.
All right. And, of course, if people have questions about that, just, you know, give you guys a call at the offices. Yes. You'll walk them through it.
Yes. Anyone here can talk, but we will ultimately direct you to Jane Hensey. She's our member service manager, and she will set that up with our members.
All right. And you guys are still getting, when you talk about this ever so often, the peace program, you guys are still doing that. You have a new thing coming up, I guess, beginning part of June, new month, a new word, I guess, right?
Yeah, they come up with a new word for the summer. It's going to be our June and July word, is imagination. And I think that's a good one for the kids, especially out there who are trying to think of fun things to do while certain things aren't available to them right now. But I've put a little coloring sheet and a little something that they can draw on, and I want to see some of those come back to our office by either emailing them or tagging us on Facebook, and I want to share. So if you, or even adults like to color too, so if they want to send those in to us, I want to publish them and put some positive, colorful, fun things online for everybody to see.
And how do they get that page of color?
That page, if they want, they can email me. I'm going to also put it on our Peace page online, which is on BrenhamTexas.com. But it's on Facebook. It was a post I did yesterday. You can find it there. And there's a link to a PDF that you can print it out online and print it off offline and color it and scan it in and send it back to us or mail it to us or whatever. Any kind of way that they can get it back to us, I would love to see it, or tag us, you know, take a picture of it and tag us online on Facebook, and we'll share it.
All right, there you go. And, of course, with the Peace Program, you guys are still looking for some business to take part in the new round of it next year, or for the next year?
Right. We are asking business members who want to participate. We had 23 last year who participated, and we appreciate them all. With their participation, we were able to make a contribution to the Burnham Game Changers and the Burton ISD Education Foundation. So we're just getting all that together. I'm going to make that presentation to them. We would encourage our members to participate, and I can let them know more about that if they contact me with their interest in being a part of that program.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to go over today, Shay? Anything else new
so.
In the world of the chamber?
Nothing brand new. I mean, we're trying to come up with new things as much as we can, just like everybody else is. I think it's great the way people are, you know, navigating their way through this. It's just nice to see. Encourage businesses to give us a call if they can think of any way that we can help them or try to help them or put them in contact with somebody who can help them. Or, you know, just share their information with us so that we know that it's, you know, what's going on with their business so that we can let everybody else know when they ask.
There you go. And speaking of which, are we hearing some, hopefully hearing some good things from businesses? Things are starting to slowly open up around it, and people are kind of getting back in the swing of things opening back up?
Oh, yes. And I could just see that here from my office window, just to see that how much people are getting out and about and around. Leaving here at 5 o'clock, getting kind of hard to turn left out of this parking lot. That's a good thing. Yeah. But I'm hoping that all this traffic is finding their way to our businesses, and that our businesses are getting back to where they were before, or even better.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if people have any questions about the chamber, maybe about the ribbon cuttings, maybe getting those back on again, or the webinars, anything like that, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they could start just by calling 979-836-3695, and Dawn will most likely be the one to answer your call, and then she'll direct you to whichever topic you have a question about. One of us can surely help. Or they can just visit our website, BrenhamTexas.com, or follow us on Facebook, Washington County Chamber.
Okay. And again, that webinar today happening at 10 o'clock, so just less than an hour away for that webinar. What time can they start signing in to watch that today?
They can just start a little bit before 10, and wait for us to all gather and get together, and then we'll start it probably about a minute or so after 10 o'clock.
Okay. And again, did you get that link from you guys as a Facebook page again?
Facebook, Washington County Chamber. Look at the event I just posted this morning, or give me a call, and I'd be happy to shoot that link over to them in an email.
There you go. And again, what's that webinar going to be about today?
Mental health and coping with COVID-19.
All right.
A lot of people go through different things, and they're handling it differently, from the elderly to children, teenagers, just anybody. You never know what they're going through, and so this will hopefully be a good information for them on who they can contact if they do need help.
There you go. All right, Shay Janner, Washington Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us today, taking out of your schedule. I know you're about to get pretty busy, so we'll let you get back to it today.
Okay, thank you all so much for always having us.
There you go. Shay Janner, once again, Washington Chamber of Commerce, for the Community Corner. But don't forget, if you've got an event coming up, the Community Corner, things are again starting to open back up. Things are starting to happen. If you've got something going on, let us know about it. Give us a call here. The office is at 979-836-3655. Always email Holly Ryder at promotions@ktex.com. She handles the booking for the Community Corner. Talk to her. Get you on the schedule. Again, a couple weeks out, a month out, even better, to get you on the schedule. Get the information for the Community Corner right here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.